Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Zach Meisel, to talk about the Tribe or the lack thereof. Zach, how you doing, buddy? What's going on?
What's up, Zach?
What do you guys even want to talk about today? I don't understand.
It's a challenge. It is amazing. It's unlike anything we've ever experienced. What's this been like for you so far?
You know, it's basically just like an extension of the off season in a way. You know, it's weird because normally this time of year we're in a different city every 3 days or at least gearing up for that. And so I had to cancel a ton of flights and hotel rooms and rental cars. And now it's just like I'm back. You know, it's like it's October, November again, and I'm just sitting at home writing stories, calling people, annoying people, and it gets old after a while. I'm definitely reaching a breaking point, and it's only been a few days.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. We're very spoiled in this country. We're very selfish, a lot of us. And we're not used to being told we got to just stay home. And, you know, we don't know how long this is going to last. I mean, it could easily be June, July, or even later. It's possible we'll have no baseball season at all, Zach. I don't want to be, you know, make everybody scared or whatever. I'm just saying it. We have no idea. There's no playbook here.
Yeah. I mean, I talked to a couple players this week, and it's like they're asking me, like, what I'm up to and how I'm keeping busy. And I'm like, who cares? Like, what are you guys doing? And they're like, yeah. Well, that's the thing. We're not doing anything, and we don't know when we can do something. Like, it's weird because I guess we can take this into baseball now where, like, I was thinking about Shane Bieber was ramping up to start opening day, and he'd be starting at Progressive Field 6 days from now, and, you know, he'd probably be getting his last tune-up maybe today, maybe tomorrow, and be built up to 85, 90, 95 pitches. And it's like he can't try to continue that or start to figure out when he can ramp back up because you don't know what you're ramping up to. You don't know do you need to be ready to throw 100 pitches on May 20th, June 20th, July 20th? You don't know. So everyone's just in this weird state of purgatory and no one has anything to do. And it's you're right. It's unlike anything we've ever come across.
Well, and we're living in a large world of hypotheticals, too, Zach, more than anything else, right? And so let's live with some of these hypotheticals. Let's say it's June 1st is the date that baseball comes back. Like, how long do you think we would actually need to see someone ramp up and to get themselves back? And so it's not just like a makeshift spring training, and what they're going to have to do. Is that 2 weeks? Is that 3 weeks? Is that 4 weeks? What are players telling you they need?
Yeah, it's probably – well, it's different. So the thing is, like, position players don't need as much time. The thing is pitchers, and you don't want pitchers to get hurt. So I my guess would be the league would make some exceptions where you'd start the season with a few extra roster spots so you can carry some extra pitchers, understanding that most guys won't be completely stretched out or be able to pitch back-to-back or three straight days. So I would guess – probably 3 weeks is what the ramp up or the fake spring training part two would be. But it's the one thing is that everybody is on the same page here where it's not like the off season where guys are vacationing. They're with their families. They're, you know, doing other things, not thinking about baseball. People have nothing to do and they're stuck at home and they want to try to keep in shape, and teams are they're like the Indians are in contact with all their players pretty much on a daily basis right now. So you could at least say, hey, do this at your house or in your backyard so that by the time this 3-week spring training period starts, we can have you do this and then you'll be ready to go come June 1st. But there's so much to even sift through before we get to that point, which is what makes this so weird.
You know what's funny, guys, is we spent a lot of time this offseason saying, why are they playing March 26th in Cleveland? The weather's going to be terrible. Why are they playing Warmer the City? And now the game's canceled, of course. And what's the forecast for Thursday? 63 degrees. Now, there's a chance of rain, but, you know, it's not supposed to rain. I mean, it's early. But as of now, it looks like if you got through the rain, you would actually had a pretty nice day after all that talk of weather, and unfortunately we can't get that now. You know, you talk about a couple, the few week ramp up, and the fact that the pitchers would need more time. You're right on the money with that. Do you think, you know, yesterday we were coming up with like some crazy ideas for how to still, like, if you came back July 1st, could you still play 162? Could you play games into November and December with the playoffs where you're, you know, playing in neutral site fields and stuff like that? Knowing if the players are going to want to get paid, the owners are going to want to make the money, do you think they might consider doing something drastic like that?
I do, because as of, I want to say like 5 or 6 days ago, they thought they were still going to play 162, or at least that was the hope. People I had talked to said, and this was when the first 2 weeks were being, you know, opening day was going to be delayed 2 weeks. Obviously, that's out the window now. I don't think they're going to play 162. And we're not going to see opening day until at least late May. So, but they thought that they could just take the first 2 weeks or so of games, sprinkle them in throughout the regular season, tack on maybe a week or two at the end of the season, and just push the playoffs back a little bit, and they'd be fine. That's obviously not going to happen now, but it leads me to believe that they want to play as many games as possible. And you know, it's understandable. It would be weird if you played like a 50-game regular season and then just had a normal playoffs and crowned a World Series champion. We've seen in baseball, like, you need a pretty big sample to figure out
right
who the best teams are, and 50 games or something like that wouldn't be enough. So I think they're going to try to squeeze as much out of this as they can, and if that means delaying the playoffs and maybe using some neutral sites, I think that's all going to be on the table. I think these are discussions they're having right now. It just depends on how soon you can start it. You know, if this gets pushed back and we're talking July or August, then you're going to have to make some drastic changes and, you know, even consider just calling it a year and coming back in 2021. So I don't know. There's so much unknown. I know they're just going through all the different contingencies that they can right now. And, you know, with each day that passes, you kind of lean one way or the other.
Yeah, and it might be impossible to tell, but how would any of this affect Francisco Lindor? Because in my eyes, I was thinking, all right, trade deadline, you try to squeeze out some of the teams that maybe you're talking to in the off season, and maybe they've finally decided to up their price and you get a better offer. But if we're having a trade deadline 30 days into the season, or if we're not even having a trade deadline at all, it makes some of that kind of go away.
Yeah, I think the trade deadline would still be somewhere in the middle of the season or two-thirds of the way through, like normal. But you're right. It's like the season seemed pretty easy to forecast, where it was if the Indians are in contention and they feel like they have a shot at October, they keep Lindor, they go for it. Maybe they make an addition or two in July, and that's that. You revisit it in the offseason. But this is weird now, where, you know, if it's a shortened season, are you really going to know where you stand after, I don't know, 40 or 50 games? There's a lot of things to figure out, because we don't know how service time is going to work. Mm-hmm. You know, if there is no season or there's a small season, does that affect, you know, are guys still free agents when they're scheduled to be free agents? Right. You know, how do salaries work? Are they just prorated? And then, you know, this is going to have some consequences next offseason too. I think, you know, teams, is what you do in a shortened season after all this has gone on, do you let that dictate maybe how you move forward, or do you just chalk this year up to a random year where a lot of variables can come into play and you try to move forward as if this year never happened? I mean, there's so many things to think through, and it's tough for the Indians, because if you feel like you can't move Lindor this season, if you're not in contention, then you, like, they're probably going to feel pressure to move him next winter. And, you know, there's going to be so much to figure out on the heels of whatever happens this year. It's just, it's a mess. There's so much to think through, and I'm glad I don't work for a front office or Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and it's going to be, and even in terms of players and like, let's say they do play a short season. Let's say they play a 60-game season or an 80-game season. How does it affect service time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to be fascinating to see. The only good news of a delayed start to the season, obviously it's 99.99999% bad, but the only good news from an Indians perspective is that you have some injured players that, if you do start a season in June or July, should be ready to go, right? I mean, everybody that got hurt should be healthy by the time we get to the season. if there is one.
Yeah, I mean, even a guy like Tyler Naquin, who was coming off the torn ACL and was probably going to miss the first month or so of the season. The only thing, I mean, it's just so weird. You first of all, like, you want to be really careful with pitchers because a quick ramp up and just this awkward, you had the spring training where they get stretched out, and then you're going to have this period where they don't really pitch, and then you're going to have another ramp up period. You want to make sure you don't push guys too hard right off the bat and force some injuries upon them. But yeah, I mean, I do think a shortened season can benefit the Indians in some ways. I mean, it's, you're more reliant on your superstars. Your depth isn't as critical. You would hope there's less chance for injuries because there are fewer games. So, you know, it's not the war of attrition that 162 games in 180 days can be. It's going to be interesting. I don't know. But it also seems silly to just assume that, you know, things could work in the Indians' favor if it's a shortened season when
right.
we don't know what the season's going to look like. And we don't know, you know, are they going to play is everyone going to play the same schedule? Are there enough games to play the unbalanced schedule that we've become accustomed to? It's all up in the air. Who knows?
Zach, I have fairly or unfairly taken a lot of shots at Rob Manfred's expense. I think he did the Astros situation about as worse and as bad as you possibly can. But I've noticed within this, he has hidden himself as almost this faceless suit up in his castle, just throwing out news releases after news releases. When Adam Silver in the NBA put himself on national TV and addressed any question that was asked of him, are you expecting Rob Manfred to show his face, or is he now just going to be, after bungling the Astros situation so bad, is he just going to be this guy up in up high up in his castle where he no longer actually interacts with any of us?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it seems like he just represents all the negativity involved in the game right now, because you think about that he has so much to sort out with all of this, and then you think about the fact that, okay, by the way, the collective bargaining agreement expires in, what, like 20 months?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not going to have part of your season in 2020 – you better have your full season in 2022 and beyond. Like, baseball cannot afford to lose out on one summer here this year because of the coronavirus and then another season in 2022. And, like, we know all the labor unrest and how there's so much to figure out between these two sides. So they need to sort out and get this right, just in case, because it's, you know, it would be so bad for the game if you lose out on part of 2020 and then come 2022, you don't have labor peace. And you know, there are a lot of things that need changing, and maybe they can sort some of that out now while they aren't playing games. But yeah, Manfred has a lot to answer to. I don't know if he'll make himself available, if he'll go on TV and, you know, hold a press conference or something. But yeah, he's just represents all the evil in baseball right now. It's not a good place to be.
Zach, last thing. So obviously this could change based on what happens between now and then, and when they come back for a second spring training, guys could get hurt, who the hell knows. But as we were heading towards the end of spring training with some of those final roster spots, like, where was this roster trending in terms of Bradley Zimmer or Jake Bowers, the last, you know, the backup infielder, whatever it may be, some of the last bullpen spots, who was trending on and off the roster there towards the end?
Yeah, so that's the weirdest thing, too, is you had these battles, and, like, guys were playing their way onto the roster, and then you take a two-month break, and it's like, okay, is that guy still going to be on a hot streak?
Right.
Is this pitcher still in a groove? And you don't know, but you also don't have time to start from scratch and figure it out again and undo some of the roster moves you already made, so... I don't think there's anything too surprising. Christian Arroyo is a guy who looked like he was playing himself onto the roster. I think Mike Freeman was in pretty solid standing, just for his versatility. So it seemed like they were going to carry both of those guys, who are both infielders. Freeman more utility guy. You know, it was going to be Domingo Santana getting the shot ahead of Bobby Bradley, which we all expected. On the pitching side, you know, that was interesting, is because a lot of the relievers had pretty rotten springs, and you can't just go off of a five-inning sample when they're facing double-A hitters. But, you know, a guy like Cam Hill was standing out. But really, like, the bullpen was kind of a mess. At least now they have a chance to where Emmanuel Clase won't miss as much time. I think that could be big. You know, the rotation will be healthy, and they'll have some decisions to make on that front. Zach Plesac had a really good spring. He looked ready to take some steps forward. But, yeah, it's just weird. Like, do you take what you think you learned in February and March and try to apply it in May or June? It seems like that might be foolish, but, you know, you don't really have any other option.